Chapter 3. On the Beach. At exactly 6 p.m, Linda arrived at the little tea house again. Mark was already waiting for her with his bike. She was very impressed that such a handsome boy was waiting for her. Linda had put on makeup and made her hair look nice. She wondered whether Mark had noticed. From the big smile and enthusiastic greeting, Linda decided that he probably had noticed. "Hi, Linda," Mark said. "Look, I've brought my digital camera. It might be useful in our investigation. I'll take a picture of you now. Smile." He pointed his camera at Linda and took some pictures of her, and then showed her the photos. Linda looked very good in the photos. She was very photogenic. After a few minutes, they left Mark's bicycle outside the tea house and walked together through the small village. They passed the pretty little houses and then walked along the narrow road towards Ufford. Finally, they came to an abandoned path which went down to the sea. After 10 minutes, they arrived at a wide sandy beach with high cliffs. Mark asked, "Now, where did you see the body?" Linda walked along the beach and indicated a place near the water at the bottom of the cliffs. "Here," she explained. "The woman was lying with her face in the water."
"Well, I don't see any signs of a body here," said Mark.
"But look,
there are lots of footprints here. The small ones are yours, but there are other footprints too."
"Look at those bigger footprints. Those must be from the policeman," he said. "Wait a moment. Only one policeman came. And there are other footprints. It looks like at least 4 people have been here," said Linda, surprised. "Take some pictures of them, Mark."
Mark started photographing the footprints with great enthusiasm. After this, they both searched the area for clues. But after their initial excitement, they found nothing else of interest. They were both a little tired, and they decided to sit down for a while and enjoy the evening sun. The sea was very calm, and the silence was interrupted only by the occasional cries of seabirds. It was a lovely time of day to be on the beach. After some time, they moved up the beach to sit on the rocks under the cliff. From there, they could see the waves gently breaking around the rocks at the bottom of the cliffs to their right.
"It's so nice here," said Linda. "I love watching the waves."
"Yes, I like this beach too," said Mark. "My dad rents a house very near to Carlsbrook Mansion. That's at the top of those cliffs to our right. The property is enormous."
Linda and Mark remained sitting in silence for a while. A few minutes later, the tranquility was disturbed by a splashing noise as some stones fell into the water in front of them. They looked up and saw nothing. But then, to their surprise, a big black rubbish bag was suddenly thrown into the sea from somewhere high above them on the cliff. The two teenagers came out from under their cover. They looked up in the direction of the overhanging cliff, but they couldn't see anything above them.
"Who threw that?" asked Mark.
"And why would someone throw a rubbish bag into the sea? That's really strange. The mystery continues." Suddenly, they saw a man moving across the cliff top.
"Did you recognize that man?" asked Linda. "Did he throw the rubbish bag into the sea?"
"Maybe," said Mark, "but I didn't recognize him. I couldn't see him clearly from down here. Come on, Linda. I know a way to get to the top."
Linda followed Mark to the western side of the beach, and soon they came to some old steps cut into the rock.
"I discovered these steps some time ago. They go right up to the top of the cliff," Mark explained. "I suppose the people at the mansion use them to get to the beach. Come on, let's climb to the top of the cliff and investigate."
They reached the top of the cliff and stood looking at the sea. Linda observed the dramatic difference in colour between the darker deep water to the west and the lighter blue water at the edge of the beach.
She noticed that the part of the beach where they had been sitting was completely hidden.
If somebody threw that rubbish bag from here, they had no idea we were down on the beach watching them, said Linda.
From here, the beach looks totally deserted.